Exercise 2, page 82. You will hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about their experiences of severe weather. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H how each speaker felt about their ordeal. For questions 6 to 10, choose from the list A to H what advice each speaker gives. Speaker 1.
I don't think I've ever been so scared in my life, and I'm still not sure how it all happened. We were enjoying a rigorous hike in the mountains. One minute, the weather was glorious, just like the forecast had said. Then the next, it all changed. It was that quick. Thank goodness we were all kitted out properly and had the right gear, and we were experienced enough to be able to find shelter to wait it out. We'd also notified the proper authorities of our route in case the worst happened. That's why you should always be ready for any eventuality. You never know when the weather might close in on you, as it did to us.
Speaker 2.
I was camping with some friends, and we had set up our tent in a little clearing. Everything was fine until the wind started. It was strong at first, but then it was an unbearable force. We sought shelter in the tent, which was properly secured and was durable enough to withstand the onslaught of the gales. What we hadn't considered in our hurry to shield ourselves inside the tent was what would happen to the campfire. The wind must have whipped up the flames and blown them right onto the canvas. We were lucky the whole tent didn't go up with us in it. It's important to keep an eye out for dangers. I guess we should have set the fire further away from the tent.
Speaker 3.
With sailing, you try to be fully prepared and take every precaution. But even the most experienced sailors can get caught out by the weather. We had checked the forecast and had the proper provisions and safety equipment on board. We were well prepared, but no matter how prepared you are, it doesn't count for much unless you know what to do if you get into a serious situation. When the storm hit, I was very impressed by how we handled ourselves. We came together as a team and battled against the forces of nature to get to safety. I guess what I'm saying is that you shouldn't push yourself too far and venture out further than you can handle.
Speaker 4.
I decided to go for a surprise visit to my grandparents' house. I knew the weather was bad, but I had no idea what I was about to drive into. Or not drive out of, as it turned out. I got stuck in a snowdrift. Luckily, the people from a nearby farmhouse had seen the lights of my car and came to investigate. I was so relieved that I was able to seek shelter in their house until the worst of it was over. I was so happy to be somewhere warm and out of the storm. The moral of this story is you must always let people know where you are going and, maybe more importantly, always have a way to contact the emergency services.
Speaker 5.
We'd been looking forward to our camping trip for a while. We picked a spot that was surrounded by hills to shelter us from the wind, with a little stream running close by. We were confident we thought of everything. The only thing we hadn't done was check the latest weather forecast. It had been beautiful sunny weather for weeks, and the long-range forecast had said it would continue. But a more recent one that we didn't see warned of a cold snap, and we got caught out. We didn't have the right clothing, and it was freezing. We ended up having to cut our trip short, which was really disappointing. That's why you need up-to-date information.